Listening to Connecting the Notes, this hour we are going to be learning about electronic musician and composer Bruce Hack.
Earth is cool, fire's warm, root is down, below the storm, good time coming, beat is slow. Inhibition, let it grow. Time told of Mary giving birth. Necessary, planet Earth. Seeds are planted, leaves are broad. Incense rising from their God.
Bruce Hack with the song Incantation from his 1970 album, The Electric Lucifer. Bruce recorded that album between 1968 and 1969, and it was the sole major label release from him. He wrote and performed all the music on this album, and to make the noises you hear, he used a series of homemade electronics, a Moog synthesizer, and a prototype vocoder. Listen to Connecting the Notes, and we are going to be looking at Bruce Hack over this next hour. He was born on May 4th, 1931 in Alberta, Canada, and lived most of his young life in Rocky Mountain House, an isolated mining town in Alberta. He got involved with music at a young age and showed an early ability to play back music he heard just from memory. He attended the University of Alberta, and although he was turned down from their music program, spent most of his time there playing with local bands, working on theater productions, and hosting a radio show. His work led him to New York, where he studied briefly with composer Vincent Perchetti at New York City's Juilliard School. From Juilliard, which he dropped out of after only 8 months, he would spend his life building electronic instruments, making appearances on television, including Johnny Carson and Mr. Rogers, and composing and recording a variety of electronic music, most prominently, children's music.
My name is Miss Nelson.
My name is Bruce.
And we've made a wild and wonderful record for you.
We will tell you all kinds of things to do and be, and you can let your imagination go with us.
Just listen to what we say, dear heart.
This is where the magic starts.
Nice lady, nice. gentleman buy my delicious shish kebab?
Drop a penny into my jug and make a wish kebab.
I sell fresh fishes.
I sell golden wishes.
Let's park our magic carpet under this big fig tree, Bruce.
Hold on, Miss Nelson, and I'll bring the carpet in for a wall-to-wall landing. Here we go.
Look at those children dancing. Why, they're shaking and wiggling all over, just like jelly.
They must be the famous jelly dancers.
Come on, everybody. Start wiggling with the music. You can be a jelly dancer, too.
Shake yourself from the tip of your toes all the way up to the tip of your nose.
Raise your leg in the air and shake it. If your foot's asleep, this will wake it.
And hold your head as still as can be and shake your shoulders easily.
Hold your fingers to your lips and very quietly wiggle your hips.
Now it's time to shake your belly and wiggle it like a bowl of jelly.
Now wiggle everything from head to toe, and while you're wiggling, sing like so. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da
da da da da
da da da da.
Bruce Hack working with Escher Nelson on the song Jelly Dancers. Escher Nelson was a dance teacher that Hack met while in New York. After dropping out of Juilliard School in New York, he spent most of the 1950s working on his own compositions. To pay the bills, he recorded commercial jingles for companies such as Kraft Cheese, Goodyear Tire, and Lincoln Insurance. He also wrote some pop songs. Teresa Brewer, a young pop star at the time, who eventually sang on some jazz records, likely largely in part to her marriage with producer Bob Thiel. She recorded several of Hack's songs. Here's one of them. It's from 1958. Pretty straightforward pop song, but you can definitely hear a little bit of Hack's unique style in it. It's called Satellite.
I'm spinning around like a satellite, and I can't see the sun for the stars. Every day is as gay as a Saturday night or a ride on a rocket to Mars. My love takes the path of a satellite in an orbit around your heart. Your attraction is something I never could fight, and it's starting to pull me apart. I'm sailing above the clouds so high like a rocket on the 4th of July. The world looks as small as a polka dot when compared to the love I I'm spinning around like a satellite, but I'll slow myself down to explain. If you promise to kiss me once more, I'll be glad to get down to earth once again.
La 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 la.
Small as a polka dot when compared to the love I got. I'll recover, you kiss me, and then I start spinning all over, spinning all over, just spinning all over again.
Teresa Brewer with 1958 Satellite, a song written by Bruce Hack. Bruce Hack was an early pioneer in electronic music, building his own instruments for use in his own compositions, many of which were geared toward children. That song represented one of the few pop songs Hack wrote that went on to be recorded and released. Hack began making music for children in earnest in the 1960s. In 1962, he started Dimension 5 Records alongside artist and friend Ted Pandell, who he came to know after initially moving to New York. Their first release was 1962's Dance, Sing, and Listen, followed shortly thereafter by Dance, Sing, and Listen Again. This was the start of a long string of children's records to be released on Dimension 5 Records. Writing and recording children's music became one of the more consistent musical relationships Hack maintained over his career. As you can imagine, these are not your conventional children's songs.
Mother Goose Take Deuce. In the 17th century in Massachusetts, legend said that Elizabeth Goose, it seems, was born. Now legend had her turned and tossed until in 19th century Boston, folks who were into Mother Goosey, whose collection of rhymes was ripe and juicy, began to declare and declare again that Ma was a real American. Well, Elizabeth probably knew what it cost her to live alone as Elizabeth Foster. So at 27, she spread the news that she would marry old Isaac Goose. Now, there were 16 kids in the family Goose. 6 from Elizabeth and 10 were not sure whose. One of their daughters married Tom Fleet, who printed books on Pudding Lane Street. Now, old Tom Fleet, he could have done worse than to publish his mother-in-law's collected purse. As years went by, children's rhyme, written by people and forgotten by time, was collected and printed by hook or by crook under the wing of the Mother Goose book. Most of the rhymes wore a silly hat, but they helped us remember where things were at. Like Jack and Jill, they were possibly two moon children named Yupki and Bill. And the people of ancient Scandinavia could see their picture on the full moon, carrying together a pole and a bucket of water. Tootling was a special way of playing a flute, and an old American tune called the Yankee Tootle became Yankee Doodle. And in 1775, the Pennsylvania Evening Post reported that General Gage's troops felt so down they stopped dancing to Yankee Doodle. And Little Bo Peep was really the old game of hide and seek. If you play Bo Peep, you have to look for your friends.
Golden harp, and we have labored after dark, taking time for predilection and making time our cross affection. Everything is turning faster, time is servant and heads is faster. I'm not you, and you're not me. Time has set the master free.
Mm-hmm. Can't resist. So let's get up and dance the American Eagle. Two or three small eggs are laid in a nest which an eagle made. Eagle eggs in our American nation spend 35 days in incubation. The eagle parents take turnabout, keeping eggs warm until the chicks hatch out. Now the kids are small for the first several weeks, and the parents pop food into their beaks. And if an eagle would make a wish for a treat to eat, it would want a fish. When a fish is caught, it's an eagle convention. The parents divide it and the kids pay attention. But later on, when a fish is caught, the kids divide it up like they were taught. Sticks and branches are eagle toys. Holding on is taught there, girls and boys. They pluck baby feathers as new ones show up. They keep on a plucking as they grow up. Ma and Pa teach many things, like jumping up and down and flapping their wings. Eagle kids flap and jump and cry. After weeks of practice, they're ready to fly. But if they won't fly out of that nest, Papa keeps their food until they pass the test. At the age of one, the kids leave home to make their way in the world alone. And after a 4 or 5 year wait, they settle down with a lifetime mate. Together they sleep and hunt and eat, and fly as high as 10,000 feet. On a clear and cloudless summer day, they can spot a fish 3 miles away. When they build nests, they build heavy ones, some as heavy as 1 or 2 tons. Let's hope the eagle is here to stay as the emblem of the U.S. of A.
Sit on the floor and get ready to hop, because you are popcorn ready to pop. When you hear the drum sounding like so, pop up popcorn, ready, set, go!
I fooled you! Fooled you again!
Matthew Ray here. The name of this program is Connecting the Notes. You just heard a few of Bruce Hack's children's songs. Popcorn was the last one we played, preceded by American Eagle, Rubber Bands, and one of my favorites, Elizabeth Foster Goose, which told the story of Mother Goose and had some origins in 17th century Massachusetts. We're spending this hour looking at electronic musician Bruce Hack. Here is a dance song of his. Called Party Machine. It was released in 1982 alongside Def Jam's Russell Simmons. It's a pretty long song, but we're going to let it play out here, so stretch out a bit, dance a bit if you feel so inclined, and we'll revisit some of Hack's more challenging 1970 work right after this.
All right. Tiger Tack is back. Bruce Hack. Anti-whack.
Thank you for joining us as we look at the music of Bruce Hack. Hack was a very innovative musician and composer who built his own instruments and used them to record and compose electronic music. In the 1960s, he appeared on several TV shows to demonstrate some of these instruments. These appearances included a spot on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and a 1968 appearance on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, where he demonstrated his homemade Dermatron, a heat and touch-sensitive synthesizer. He used Dermatron on the guests of the show. To create some music. In 1968, he was introduced to psychedelic and acid rock music. By this time, he had established himself in the small electronic community and was able to release a record titled The Electric Lucifer on Columbia Records in 1970. He composed and performed all of the music on the record using a series of homemade synthesizers and a vocoder. It was the only major label released by Hack, but it did inspire him to release several similar recordings thereafter. We're going to sample it. Here's the opening track, followed by some clips from an old interview Bruce did with Radio Canada.
With me today is Columbia recording artist Bruce Hack, the creator of the Electric Lucifer. Bruce, can you tell us about the devices which are used, how you came upon them?
Sure, Dennis. I built a little synthesizer that works on 3 9-volt batteries and a modulator which changes the waveform of sounds fed into it, also 3 9-volt batteries. Built an electric voice that duplicates human voice pretty well. You have to punch in the consonants on that. I had to build all my equipment to express myself in the album. Like, I had things I wanted to say, and this was the best way I could do it.
This electronic voice you built, I understand you have a name for it?
Yeah, it's called Farad. I guess like sort of Michael Faraday, but like I think it sounds far out.
What about the theme of the album itself? What are you trying to say while you are using this electronic equipment?
I'm trying to say that maybe new technology, new thought, and new things can be a way of helping us understand a lot of our within and without selves, perhaps helping us eliminate wars, and as I say, we have left to kill hate and pain and fear. I don't even like to use the word kill there, but...
Well, the album is greatly concerned with war itself, then.
Yeah, very, very, very much. There's one cut in it called War, which is an instrumental in which there's a march, which is the glories of war, and I sort of cut it down and chop it down, play around with it, laugh at it a little bit. Then there's the really only sound effect I've used in the album is the sound of guns, which comes at the end of this, and there's silence. A little 3-year-old child says, "I don't want to play anymore," and then the computer, and more or less part of Farad, sings a lullaby to himself.
Thank you very much, Bruce. This is Dennis McCabe for Campus Radio Voice. I'm Dennis McCabe in New York, and this is Campus Radio Voice. The sound of Columbia recording artist Bruce Hack on Electric Lucifer. A lot of people are familiar with the Moog synthesizer. What's the relationship between the material and the equipment you use and this Moog synthesizer?
I think they're probably cousins, Dennis, but like the Moog, well, when I did my recording, my bass was not so strong, and in that I had done it on equipment that was lacking a lot of things. The bass signals were on first. I had to overdub with the Moog, which I did, so you'll hear Moog on the bass tracks of the album.
Had you ever worked with equipment like this before this album, or is this equipment which you put together for the album specifically?
No, some was specifically for the album, but I've been doing this for many years with children's recordings and other things, works for ballet and theater.
Bruce, on the cover of Electric Lucifer, on the album cover, there's a quote, "I do a lot with touch, let electricity flow through our bodies and touch each other, and electricity becomes sound." What do we mean by that?
Touch is like togetherness, touching minds, touching bodies, and what a great way to make music, to make sound, to aim the focus of your aim on touching a person's body, to bring together and thus producing sound. It's like there's an artistic result from the touching.
Is this a way of bringing everybody more together, more close?
Yes, definitely. With touching each other and also touching ourselves without and within. And also touching each other in harmony, which is great. In other words, this touch gimmick, as I have it, is actually producing sound when you are touching.
Thank you very much, Bruce. This is Dennis McCabe for Campus Radio Voice.
Bruce Hack with Electric to Me Turn and War from his 1970 Columbia release, The Electric Lucifer. The albums have been re-released several times since, and although Columbia did not release anything further from Hack, he did record several more albums in the same vein, including 1979's Hacula and 1981's Bite. Here's a cut from Bite, it's called Snow Job.
Ha 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 the clip of a righteous hand of my day, and let the sun go all the way.
Bruce Hack with his song Snow Job off of 1981's Bite. Hack's influence on electronic music is still being felt today. In 2005, a tribute album to Hack and Dimension 5 Records was released. It featured songs by The Eels, Stereolab, Beck, and The Apples in Stereo, among others. Bruce continued working on children's records in the 1980s, and his record label Dimension 5 also remained active even after his death in 1988. Ted Pandell, friend and collaborator of Hack's, told Magnet Magazine, quote, "His strong dedication to his work was coupled with the anticipated dreaded fear of rejection." Escher Nelson, who worked with Hack on many children's recordings for Dimension 5, said in the same feature, "We would go down to Canal Street and, for a dollar, buy a box of parts. With that, he would create an instrument. He was a super creative genius, musical as well as technical." Alan Entenmann, who worked as an engineer at Raymond Scott Long Island Studio, where Hack also spent some time, shared his memories of Hack with Wire magazine, recalling, "He was mystical. He would go to sleep in a lotus position on a concrete floor and then sit there for 4 hours straight. Then he would get up and start working." So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. It's been Connecting the Notes. You can visit us online at connectingthenotes.com. My name's Matthew Ray. We're going to close out with four or five more songs by Bruce Hack. Thanks for everyone for their support and for tuning in, as always.
Come and get the money, use the ball for honey, time to keep the answer from me. But I knew how to prove it, didn't have to prove it, I love you, why not love me?
My brain computes, program me. I am complicated, let me be. I am new, program me. This trip, reality, is mine if you let me be. I am love, and I am free. I am a child. Program me.
Thank you.
I want to thank you. I thank you, many thousands of teachers and kids, for believing in my work so that I could build my dream machine and this album and the 10 albums before. Each day, as I watch the snowflakes or smell the honeysuckle in my beautiful valley, I thank you, and you know who you are. I thank you,
and this old man thanks you too.